To What End Do You Read? By Thomas Brooks. Remember, it is not hasty reading, but serious meditating upon holy and heavenly truths that make them prove sweet and profitable to the soul. It is not the bee's touching of the flower which gathers honey, but her abiding for a time upon the flower which draws out the sweet. It is not he who reads most, but he who meditates most, who will prove the choicest, sweetest, wisest, and strongest Christian. Know that it is not the knowing, nor the talking, nor the reading man, but the doing man that at last will be found the happiest man. If you know these things, blessed and happy are you if you do them. Not everyone that says, Lord, Lord, shall enter into the kingdom of heaven, but he who does the will of my Father that is in heaven. John 13:17 and Matthew 7:21. Judas called Christ Lord, Lord, and yet betrayed him, and is gone to his place. Ah, how many Judases have we in these days, who kiss Christ and yet betray Christ, who in their words profess him, but in their works deny him, who bow their knee to him, and yet in their hearts despise him, who call him Jesus, and yet will not obey him for their Lord. Reader, if it is not strong upon your heart to practice what you read, to what end do you read? To increase your own condemnation? If your light and knowledge is not turned into practice, the more knowing a man you are, the more miserable a man you will be in the day of recompense. Your light and knowledge will more torment you than all the devils in hell. Your knowledge will be that rod that will eternally lash you, and that scorpion that will forever bite you, and that worm that will everlastingly gnaw you. Therefore, read and labor to know that you may do, or else you are undone forever.